good day, good afternoon, mujambo, aloha, bon dias. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Joy Dabo, and I am excited to be here because this is another day where we get to start fresh. We get to breathe the fresh air, and we get to say thank you. I have so much that I want to share with you in this little time and this more time that we have with you. So please take a time, grab your pen, grab your paper, grab your Bible, call a friend, tell them that we are to get started here because I have so much that I want to share with you. So let's get to it. Many times I have woken up asking myself, what day is today? Maybe some days, what am I going to do today? These are the questions that I found myself as a young mother with two little kids waking up on a day where I did not remember what day it was, and what hour of the day it was. Little did I know that those were the signs and the symptoms of a postpartum depression. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Voice Imprint. I have been on this journey of life and transformation for the last 5 years, living by faith. Yes, you heard me. Living by faith. You probably ask, what does it mean to live by faith? I mean, you live, you're still here. We've heard you. You did a podcast earlier, few episodes. As a matter of fact, actually, I can look it up for you right now. And I'll tell you, it was exactly 33 episodes in the first, I'll call it season, by faith. By faith, I woke up every single day with no strength, with no mind of my own. I woke up trusting God to lead with every step that I took. Every hour counted. Every second counted. I had to learn to trust God. Every script that I wrote was God-inspired message to not just inspire you, but I came to discover this season of silence. For those who have been with me on this Voice Imprint for a while, you realized there was a silence. That silence was a season to sit down with God and ask God, where are we going? Living by faith. As much as fun and as much as exciting it sounds, it becomes more challenging when you actually have to live it. It's not just something you talk about. It's not just about something you preach about. It's not something you can read about, but learning actually to go through it. So this season of Voice Imprint, we're going to call it season two. We're going to call it season two. So this is the season of transition into the new beginning, the new era of Voice Imprint. I'm going to share with you later on this introduction that we'll be using of God Imprint. This is the podcast Voice Imprint, which is part of God Imprint. The message and the inspiration that God called me a few years ago is all coming together. So let me share with you then, what does it mean to live by faith? And I'm not going to share with you in the sense of this is how you ought to live and it's going to work this way. But my hope is that as you hear this story, it's going to trigger something within or awaken something within as it did for me. Are you ready? Okay. Because I have few promises that I want to promise you by the end of this conversation. But I want you to sit tight. Sit tight as I'm sharing with you this experience and this understanding of coming to a place of living by faith. Few months ago, I found myself in a group of women, mothers specifically, wives and mothers. Some single mothers, some are married. And we had this devotion that touched on the faith and challenged my faith perspective in the way that I've never thought about. There are many women in the Bible we talk about faith. Sarah, although she does not get much credit, Sarah and her husband Abraham had to learn to live by faith. Another woman that I hear a lot about faith is Hannah, who diligently, fervently, and prayed hard in the temple to receive a child. We heard about Samson's mother. Maybe you have not. Samson's mother, faith. We heard about Mary, mother of Jesus, faith. But this woman, I've not really ever seen or heard about her faith. It was her story that got me to begin my journey of asking the question, what happened to a woman's faith from being a single mom, or a single woman, to becoming a mother or a wife? There's something that happened. And this woman in the Bible opened my eyes. I believe God was intentionally using her story to help me understand what I was going through. Let me ask you as you listen. Have you ever been in a place where you look back and say, what happened to my faith? What happened to my prayer life? What happened to those days that I used to wake up every single Sunday with passion, with excitement to go to church? What happened? What happened to you who used to be in every choir rehearsal? What happened to you who used to sing this beautiful melody, angelically touching the heart of people? What happened to you? What happened to you who had this strength to do God's work? And suddenly, God's work has become just another thing that you do. Well, I say to you, as we go in this journey, I'm going to share some promises that we're going to go through together, and that I will be sharing a testimony of how I had to learn to live by faith. And this woman in the Bible that I want to share her story right now with you will help you understand where I have been, how I got here, and where God is taking us. Okay? Her name is Rebecca. Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, the mother of Jacob, who become Israel, and the brother Esau, or Esau, whichever way you like to pronounce it, Esau. Rebecca was the wife who was found at the well as a single young woman by a servant of Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham sent his servant to go find a wife for his son Isaac before he dies. And the servant of Abraham arrived at the community or the village where he was sent from Abraham's family and made this profound prayer. If you would like to learn more, read more about it, go between Genesis 23 and 24, 25. This servant sat down at the well, made this profound prayer, asking God to spare him, that's my interpretation, to spare him from trying to be deceived, to spare him from the deception of beauty, external beauty, but to allow the faith of his master to work in him and discover and identify the wife for the son. He sat down at the well and found this beautiful woman who was basically the sign and the answer to the servant's prayer. Rebecca gently, excitedly poured the water, gave the water, served the water with all that she had. Then learn about the purpose of this stranger coming to their town. Imagine for a moment a stranger coming to the town or even to your home and say that I am coming to pick you as a wife of somebody you don't know, but I simply pray for a sign and you are the answer. It takes faith. It takes faith that, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, it takes faith. It takes a fresh faith. A faith that has not encountered challenge, a raw faith, a genuine faith. I can even say almost a virgin faith. It is raw. It is beautiful. It is new. It trusted with everything. It's not compromised. It has not been compromised. It simply respond to the command. Rebecca, as a single woman, had a faith to respond. She responded to this gentleman, stranger, with bunch of camels and animals, and took him to the house and told maybe his brother, his father, about what just happened. And this man recited again what he just told her, the prayer and the believing, all this text, what is going on in this moment is all faith. The servant pray and believe and had faith, and God answered. Rebecca had faith and simply responded. The family hearing, they had to have faith. in order to let this woman go with this stranger who just show up in the name of a family member called Abraham. And the story goes on to saying that the family did eventually let Rebecca go with Abraham's servant. And she was taken to Abraham's house. She lived by faith. She lived with faith. Then there was a situation later on in her life when she gave birth. First, before even we get to the birthing part, she had a pregnancy that was very difficult, to the point where Isaac, her husband, had to intercede and pray for her. Faith. When Isaac prayed, the word says that God responded to him, saying that within her womb, there were nations. Nations that were already at war between them. So let me just tell you, sibling rivalry did not start on earth. It started in the womb. Conflict in this world did not start because A said so and B retaliated or C disqualified or anything like that. It didn't start. Conflict didn't start anywhere here on earth, but in the womb. And there in the womb, this conflict originated. And it was not by anything other than prayer that settled the matter to allow this woman, Rebecca, to be set free from the agony and the pain within her. And I believe in that moment, that's where we began to see the challenge of her faith. Something happened when a woman is about to give life or is in transition that affected her faith. The Word of God says, Rebecca, giving birth, then became this tension between the sons. Rebecca loved one more than the other, and Isaac loved the other more than the other. What happened to that faith? What happened to this faith? It was there I sat down in this community of women. I asked the question with tears in my eyes. Yeah, what happened to Rebecca's faith? Echoing the question that I've never had the courage to ask. Echoing the pain that I've never been able to express. What happened to that faith? Going from a place of here I am, Lord, send me, to the place of watching your children grow, wrestle, and being at the place of choosing or having a preference. I wanted to enter the Bible that day and ask Rebecca, Rebecca, what happened to your faith? What happened to the faith that you started out with as a single woman? Did it remain as a mother? Did it remain as a wife? What happened? Because we are in a generation of women who are struggling in their faith, their prayer life. Drawing closer to God seems almost impossible. The moment we say, I do, we cling to more to the I do than the God who actually ushered us into that marriage. What happened to that faith? Because a moment ago, I was that person who had the prayer strength, and now I found myself in a place of solitude and wondering, how do I pray? Rebecca, I'm talking to you right now. What happened to your faith? What happened to your prayer life? What has your relationship with God has become? It was in this story that I found an answer and came to understand my calling, that I am called to reach wives and mothers who want to rekindle that fire that once burned in them as a woman of faith. If you are hearing this, it's not by coincidence. It's not by mistake. It's not just you tuning in. But I believe God is calling us, the Rebeccas, the Leahs, the outcasts, the strong one, the one with the faith, like never before, that this is the time to rise. Mothers and sisters, single and married, it is time to rise. It is time to search for that faith that you have abandoned. It is time for you to reconnect with the one who you used to rise up early to spend time with. It is the time for you to stand in prayer and believing the answer is near. It is time to rise. I remember in the beginning, I told you that I have some promises that I want to make about what this journey is going to look like. For the last few years, I have been hosting this journey of faith with women of different walk. And we called it a 5-month prayer challenge. Intimacy with God. Oh, yes. Stay tuned. You're going to hear about the experience and you're going to find out how you can participate in the experience. So I decided that this season, on season 2 of Voice Imprint, you're going to have a taste of what this 5-month journey looks like. And if you are interested, and I would like you to join. If you would like more information about this 5-month journey, let us know. Go simply to joy@godimprint.com and put in the mail and say 5 months and we will send you the information. This is strictly intimate 5 months of seeking intimacy with God to rekindle this fire within us and for you. Who wants that? So I've never done it to the public because it's intimate. Now that it's public, it's for those who feel ready, who feels I need to rekindle my faith. I need to stand up and rise up again. So in this 5 months, okay, on this journey we're going to be in the remaining of this year, we're going to do this together. I'm going to be sharing with you testimonies and my story. I'm going to share with you my expertise, what I have learned, not just in the last 5 years of God Imprint, but throughout my journey of faith. And I'll also be sharing my passion. So three things that I promise you going to be hearing and being sharing with you throughout this journey is going to be, again, my stories or testimonies. I'm going to share with you my expertise, and I'm going to be sharing with you my passion to achieve three goals. My goal is going to be to ignite your faith, to strengthen your prayer life, and to draw you closer to God. So starting next week, you're going to be hearing this intro. I'm going to give you a preview for this intro on this journey that we are going to be on. Stay tuned, stay connected, and I'll be right back. Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy, in support, and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ. Yes, so household salvation movement. I want to invite you to join me on the next episode so you can learn more about it and see how igniting your faith can save your entire family. I'll be sharing my story, the expertise, and my passion of how I got to discover all of that in the last, not just 5 years with God Imprint, but my life journey. Take care and God bless you. Let's pray. My dear, my God, Father, thank you. Thank you for this journey of faith. Thank you for this spiritual discipline. Thank you, my Lord, that as we begin this 5 month journey, hearing the testimony that has been recorded, hearing and sharing my testimony, my God, I pray, Father God, for each person that is hearing this testimony, my God, let them be touched by you. I thank you, my Lord, and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I have one request, and I'm going to ask you, I'm going to count on you to share this with many women, wives, mothers, single, because it is a call. It is a call to women to rise. It is a call to you all who knows that your faith, your prayer life matter. Stay connected. Stay tuned. Until next time. God bless.